It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The U.S. raid that killed Osama bin Laden also raised many questions about the nature of the U.S.-Pakistani relationship. The U.S. said it carried out the operation deep inside Pakistan without informing anyone in the Pakistan government or military. And afterwards, Pakistan claimed it was completely unaware that bin Laden was living in a large Pakistani city. Now some American lawmakers are wondering whether U.S. aid to Pakistan is really paying off. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Senator Carl Levin, a Michigan Democrat, says Pakistanis have some explaining to do.
The Pakistani army and intelligence have a lot of questions to answer, given the location, the length of time, and the apparent fact that this facility was actually built for bin Laden.
Obama administration officials seem to be going out of their way, though, not to embarrass the Pakistani government in order to maintain whatever intelligence cooperation they still have. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stressed the positive when she spoke with reporters yesterday.
Our counterterrorism cooperation over a number of years now with Pakistan has contributed greatly to our efforts to dismantle Al-Qaeda. And in fact, cooperation with Pakistan helped lead us to bin Laden and the compound in which he was hiding.
But privately, U.S. officials say they did not share intelligence with Pakistan before the raid that killed Osama bin Laden. And it's not clear that Pakistanis even knew bin Laden was there, as White House counterterrorism advisor John Brennan points out.
They, at least in our discussions with them, seem as surprised as we were initially that bin Laden was holding out in that area.
That's not a very comforting thought for Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was a top State Department official during the Bush administration and remembers having heart-to-heart talks with Pakistanis after 9/11.
I think in some ways you'll end up with another moment of truth with U.S.-Pakistani relations. It'll be very hard to justify aid flows that are generous unless there is confidence that, again, Pakistan is a partner.
Haass told reporters in a conference call that the Pakistanis have a choice, either deal with the terrorist threat at home or accept the fact that the U.S. will intervene. He doesn't expect relations ever to get to the point where there is full confidence and trust.
It has been, is, and will remain one of the most fraught, complicated, and difficult relationships, literally, that exists in the world today.
Brennan, the White House advisor, says he and his colleagues are working through many of these issues with Pakistan now, and he says Pakistanis understood why the U.S. took action and appreciated the fact that the U.S. kept casualties to a minimum.
We don't always agree on some of the things that we want to do, but through that continued dialogue and communication, I think we get where we need to be. This is one more incident that we're going to have to deal with, and we look forward to continue to work with our Pakistani colleagues because they are as much, if not more, on the front lines of the battle against terrorism.
As Secretary of State Clinton tries to manage this complicated relationship, she's also trying to make a larger point to the Arab and Muslim world.
History will record that bin Laden's death came at a time of great movements toward freedom and democracy, at a time when the people across the Middle East and North Africa are rejecting the extremist narratives and charting a path of peaceful progress based on universal rights and aspirations. There is no better rebuke to Al-Qaeda and its heinous ideology.
She's hoping now that Taliban fighters in Afghanistan will get that message, abandon al-Qaeda, and negotiate peace. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.